Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, it's me, Andy Richter. Do you like scams? Me too. That's why I'm dropping in to tell you about the latest show to join the Team Coco network. It's called Scam Goddess. It's hosted by the very funny Lacey Mosley. Each week, she sits down with a guest to dish about the scammiest scammers in history. Con men, fake heiresses, creepy guys who date you for your credit card. The show is hilarious and strangely educational. So here's a taste of Scam Goddess featuring Lacey and the fantastic Nicole Byer digging into the story of career con man Jeremy Wilson. That's a lot of names. I hope you can keep them straight, and I hope you like it.
This is Jeremy Wilson's story, a.k.a. Finn, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Angus Wilson.
Okay.
Yes. Which he's a bald dude by changing the first name and not the last name, because everybody knows in scams.
You can track people by their last name.
Right. And also, like, if you got to respond to a name, mm-hmm. then you have to remember that name. So you got to constantly be like, oh, I'm Jeremy. Uh-huh, I'm Finn. Uh-huh. I'm Angus. Also, Angus.
Angus is a nasty ass name.
It's fucking
Finn
nasty.
Is cute.
Right. Finn is like, I would fuck with
like,
a Finn.
Okay, Finn.
Angus, I don't trust Angus. Ever. Well, the story is Finn and Angela.
Okay.
So they meet for the first time on OkCupid. They meet up and they have their first date mm-hmm. at Steak and Shake.
Okay. Which is fast food, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels... But she's 19.
Okay, that makes sense.
Throw that into the
You don't
mix.
Have no money. I get
you don't got
it.
No sense, because, okay. bitch, absolutely not. But, so they go to Steak and Shake, and they talk. He has an Irish accent. Is that sexy? Have you ever dated a guy with an Irish accent?
I've fucked guys with Irish accents.
Okay. Like, I can't do it. I sound like a pirate.
Arr,
that pussy's so good. Okay.
Oh, your pussy tastes so good. Arr, it tastes like corned beef and cabbage. It's a very bad Irish accent.
I think we sound like the pirate from SpongeBob.
Yes,
yes. Arr. Pirate under the sea. That's literally what I think Irish people sound like. Well, yeah, so he has an Irish accent. And the date lasted 16 hours.
Oh, Lord.
That's how you know you're 19. You ain't got nowhere to be. 16
nowhere.
Hours?
You don't have a job.
I don't got 16 hours for nobody.
You don't have to go back to school?
Could a man talk for 16 hours?
Absolutely.
That's very true. That is absolutely
true. Absolutely.
And with no pauses, interruptions, or breaks. I hope at least you got another Steak and Shake meal. I hope that he went back to the counter and got my bitch some fries.
16 hours? You gotta get me dinner and breakfast.
Yeah, come on now. We need meals in between. So then she says, we had sex. Of course your young ass had sex with him. He took you to a damn Steak and Shake.
Also, 16 hours. Yes, you have to fuck in those 16 hours.
Definitely. At least get something out of this, you know what I mean? You had a steak and a shake, and then you got a little...
He gave you his steak.
She said it was her first time doing BDSM. So they really... Bitch, y'all jumped the gun on this one.
So was it 16 hours because he tied her up and left her?
Perhaps.
I mean, why not? First date, get a little kinky.
The sex was spectacular. That's what she says. She says the sex was spectacular.
Okay.
Right. So at the time, Finn was couch surfing and staying with a friend who offered him more than just a place to sleep. So also, you doing BDSM at somebody else's house? So he like a broke-ass Christian great?
I would be so upset if someone tied me up and was like, we're going to fuck on this couch. I'd be like, oh, well, this is a little bit more private. Like, I'm very vulnerable.
Right. You can't can't be fucking broke ass Christian Grey. The whole reason that we was getting our ass beat by Christian Grey was because he had a yacht and a plane.
He had some money.
Yes, I'm gonna be tied up on your boat. Hell yeah.
Tie me up on the yacht.
Put on your couch.
But do not tie me up on the couch. Do not spank me on your couch. I need at least a door.
Right.
You know?
Come on.
Just
now.
A door.
Also, like a roommate could come home at any time.
Yes.
Also, you couch surfing. The audacity.
Oh my God. If I had someone who was staying with me and I came home and they had a woman tied up on the couch and they were like, oh, we're gonna fuck, is that okay? I'd be like, you can get the fuck out of my house
immediately.
That's where you could fuck off. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm. So when Finn applied for a new driver's license, he used his host's social security number and birth certificate, the one that he's staying with on the couch surf, right?
God.
In return, Finn had agreed to supply the man with a Walther handgun. So we live in America.
Okay.
This is in America.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Walmart and get a gun.
Truly. You can go anywhere. You can go to Dick's Sporting Goods and get a gun.
Literally. You can go to McDonald's and probably get a gun.
Probably get a Happy Meal, and instead of a toy, it's a gun.
Right. I hate that that's how it is, but like, why would you give away your
social
identity?
Yes. You literally said a gun. Just a handgun is worth more than my person.
My life? So this guy's an idiot, whoever this guy is. So this deal falls apart. He steals the identity and doesn't even give the man the gun.
Okay.
Finn is greedy.
Okay.
So seeking revenge, Finn's acquaintance calls Angela's family to warn them about his identity and criminal history. So the homeboy calls the house and is like, hey, your daughter been tied up on my couch getting the ass whooped. He unloaded now what is really his real true story. So he was scamming Angela at first. He did say his name was Finn, but he was like, all right, fuck it. Like, let me tell you the truth, sis, because I'm into you. This is real love that we have. So, okay, my real name is Jeremy Keenan. He was 35, not 24. So he told her on the date that he was 24 and he was 35.
That's disgusting.
Also, like, bitch, that's 11 years. You couldn't tell.
Yeah, right?
You couldn't, there wasn't no rank or nothing.
Was he white?
Yes. But also, I will say this. As a kid in high school, every movie that we saw was 35-year-olds pretending to be high school
to be
heroes.
17.
And that's why I went to high school thinking everybody's beard was going to connect. And it did it. And I was mad.
You were like, how come everyone has whiskers?
Right.
Where's my full beard?
I was like, who are these bird-chested little boys? And where the fuck is, R.I.P., but where the fuck was Heath Ledger? Ain't nobody had no long hair, no jawlines, nothing.
A lot of zits.
Ugh.
A lot of badly dressed, little skinny, scrawny dudes.
Right. So I understand why she might have thought that this 35-year-old was 24 because...
That's so wild.
When I was in high school, you know, I got hoodwinked too. He hadn't gone to MIT. He told her he went to MIT. He'd been in prison, but he'd walked away from a work release program.
And he walked away? So he escaped from jail? What do you mean he walked away from a work release program? They said, all right, you can go to work. And he said,
that don't sound like he was released.
Go away.
I didn't even catch that till you said it. Like, that don't sound like he was released.
No, I think they let him outside and he was like, I'm going to keep going. And then the guards were like, oh, well, he kept walking.
They said it was a work release program. He said, you know what? I'm going to take the release.
Yeah, I'm just going to go.
But I'm not going to take the work. No. I'm just...
Bye-bye.
Can't you tell my love's a-growing?
You just heard hosts Lacey Mosley and Nicole Byer discussing the career of con man Jeremy Wilson on Scam Goddess, the newest addition to the Team Coco network. Want to hear more? I know you do, because I do. You can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to this right now. Thanks, and I'll be back with another episode of The Three Questions very soon.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.